a month estimate of when you're like, okay, I could go now if training camp were tomorrow?
Do I have a what estimate?
Like a month estimate or a time?
Shout out to RBs. But, I mean, I'm ready to go whenever. You know, like I said, that's credited to the off-season program that I did at Proactive out there in Orange County. So, you know, training camp was the day I'd be ready, so it's all good.
And it was the back, right, primarily? That was the biggest thing holding you back?
Yeah. Just getting my flexibility back. You know, everything was good. The stretching, all that kind of stuff was hard at first, and then, you know, slowly working into the running and stuff like that. But, you know, it all worked out for the best, and I'm feeling good now.
In Georgia, did you have, at Georgia Southern, did you ever have to go work back from a big injury like this, or was this kind of a new experience for you?
It was a new experience. My first time, you know, having something like that, having surgery. So, my first time, you know, I took the punches and rolled with it, and, you know, feeling better than the old me, so. Like I told the other guys, opportunity, you know, opportunity to learn from best running back in the game. And, you know, the physical standpoint of the athletes at this level is going to take care of itself. But, you know, it's more about mental aspect and knowledge and stuff like that. So, you know, I just get to learn more from him, keep growing, learn from Coach Kirby, Coach Turner and stuff like that. And, you know, build myself as a player.
When and how did you find out he was going to come back? Did you talk to him before he came back? Did you have an idea he was going to be in the game?
I haven't had talked to him in a long time. You know, I had a lot going on, so, you know, I wanted to stay back. But I think the day of, somebody told me he was coming back. So, you know, I was really excited to have him back, you know, as well as everybody else on the team. And, you know, he's a leader. You know, when you have a guy like that back in the locker room, you can't do nothing but respect it and build upon it. And, you know, Adrian's a good guy, you know, from the bottom to the top. And, you know, glad to have him back.
Derek, what was the biggest thing you learned?
It was short. It was short and quick. But I mean, the thing I learned a lot from him. I mean, just, you know, the way he practices, to the way he carries himself. You know, I mean, you can name a list of stuff that you can learn from Adrian. But I mean, I just say the whole package.